啊，我们大家都有等过人的经验。
We have experience waiting for people.
啊，我们经常每一天都在等。
And every day we're waiting for some, we're waiting for something.
我们在等公车啊，等飞机。
Maybe waiting for public transport. We're waiting for a plane.
啊，还是等朋友。
Maybe waiting for a friend.
啊，有时候呢，我们在医生诊所呢，要等医生。
And sometimes we're in the clinic waiting for our physicians.
啊，等我们的孩子回来吃饭。
And waiting for our children to come home to have dinner.
哎，等我们另一半呢能够回来吃饭。另外一半。
Waiting for our spouse to come home.
啊，有时候我们要等消息。
And sometimes we're waiting for news.
所以我们几乎啊每天都在过着一个等的生活。
And in our life, we're really living a life of waiting for something.
啊，有时候我们等别人。
Sometimes we're waiting on people.
啊，有些时候呢，别人等我们。
And sometimes people are waiting for us.
所以大家等来等去。
And you wait for me, I wait for you.
但是这个等呢，也是有一个学问呐。
And sometimes we need to have knowledge.
有时候我们问自己，我在等什么
？Sometimes we have to ask ourselves, what are we waiting for?
有时候我们是跟别人一起在等啊，但是有些时候也不知道自己在等什么。
Sometimes we're waiting together with some other people, but we don't really know what we're waiting for.
有一次我到阿根廷啊，那要回来啊，搭飞机。
And one time I went to Argentina, and on the way back, I was waiting for the plane.
那因为第一次去那里啊，而且回来的时候，我看这边呢、啊、怎么排了很多人呢、啊、
？And on the way back, I saw a lot of people waiting for something.
啊，我是想说大家可能也要去那边排队。
And I thought that they were lining up for something.
所以我去那边等一会儿。
So I went there and wait.
那、啊、事实上我也不知道大家在等什么。
And in fact, I don't really know what they're waiting for.
后来问其他人呢、啊，才知道说这一行的人呢、啊，不是要等说你要报关啊，比如说你要买什么东西呀、啊，要报关、要报税等这个人呢、啊，你就在这一排等。
And later on, I asked some people what they're waiting for, and then I find out that they're waiting for something for the things that they bought.
啊，因为在等待的就是要时间一分一秒的过去，有时候。我们发现我们很难去等。
And when waiting, we sometimes find that it's very difficult to wait.
啊，比如说我们有时候要等孩子变乖，啊 ，behave 啊。
Sometimes we are waiting to
be obedient.
To be obedient.
啊，假如孩子是不乖啊，要从不乖要变到乖，这个要时间的过程。
And if the children are not obedient, it will take time for them to be obedient.
So, 在等的时候，就是表示我们还留在原来的状态。
So when we are waiting, that means we remain as we are.
啊，比如说有人啊肚子痛啊。
And sometimes we have stomachache.
啊，然后呢去急诊。
And
去 emergency.
We went to the emergency room.
啊，然后呢，你说等医生啊。
I'm waiting for doctors.
啊，医生说，护士来告诉你说，啊，您再等一下，大概还要再等个半个小时。
And maybe the nurse came in and say that you may have to wait for 30 more minutes.
啊，这个半个小时呢，这个、好像是每分钟对我们来说好像是度分钟，好像是度年一样，好像度了一年。
These 30 minutes we remain in the hospital.
好像是三十年那么长、啊。
This is like waiting for 30 years.
啊，在等的时候，那么就是说我们还要保留原来那个痛的状态。
And we still have pain in our stomach.
因为你的痛还没解决，医生还没来看呢。
Because the pain is still there, and the doctor is not here yet.
啊，这个痛啊，大家都不喜欢。
And this pain, nobody likes it.
啊，所以忍耐啊，这个等候，意思就是说，我们还在等这个在还在停留原来的状态之下。
So when we are waiting, we remain where we are.
啊，这个本来状态之下，有些时候是很伤心的事情啊。
And sometimes, where we are is something that is very sorrowful.
有些时候是很挫折感呐、啊。
And sometimes we feel very guilty.
有的时候是很不愉快的事情啊。
And sometimes it's something that is not very happy.
有的时候是很一种纠纷呐、啊，
and、
一种冲突啊。
Sometimes it's some kind of conflict.
所以没有人呢愿意留在这种状态之下。
And nobody wants to remain where they are.
啊，大家都赶快过去呀、啊，过去、啊。
And everyone wants to pass by for this.
啊，有时候这个很难过去呀、啊。
Sometimes it's very difficult.
啊，我去巴西啊，然后碰到有一位朋友。
I went to Brazil and met a friend.
他到四十几岁的时候啊，他失去了、啊、他的太太。
And at about 40 years old, he lost his wife.
啊，现在已经七十几岁，已经经过三十年了。
And he's already 70 years old, already 30 years past already.
啊，可是他还是。他是很伤心啊，这个失去太太这个痛啊，还留在他心里头。
But this pain, remained in his heart.
所以就是等候你在必须要留在这种很不愉快的状态之下。
So when we are waiting, we are still very sorrowful.
所以我们都很不愿意等啊。
And no one wants to.
啊，希望能够赶快就过去啊。
We want to pass on quickly.
啊，但是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
有时候我们耐心等候神。
I will tell us we have to wait on God.
好，我们来看诗篇。
Let's turn to the book of Psalm.
诗篇二十七篇。
Psalm chapter 27.
诗篇二十七篇的十四节。
Chapter 27, verse 14.
十四。
Verse 14. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
诗篇二十七篇十四节说，要等候神，当壮胆坚固你的心。我在说要等候神，所以等候神呢，他连续说了两次。
And in here we can see that wait on the Lord it appears twice.
啊，大卫呢，这个时候啊，是大概被敌人的追杀的时候啊。
And in here, David at that time maybe was chased by his enemy.
那这个是很不得已的事情呢。
And this is something that is not very good.
这个对大卫来说，这是一个很大的难关呢。
And for David, this is a very difficult situation.
因为敌人要追杀他，要取他的生命呢。
Because the enemy is trying to kill him.
他当时很紧张啊。
And he was very nervous.
他就要逃命啊。
He has to run.
啊，一天一天的敌人还是要追杀他。
And every day pass by, the enemy is.
啊，一个月过去了，敌人还是要追杀他。
And the enemy is.Every day pass by, the enemy is still coming to try to kill him.
一年过去了，敌人还是要追杀他。
And after one year, the enemy is still coming.
可是他并没有什么过错啊。
But he didn't do anything wrong.
他还是赶快这个事件啊，能够赶快的过去呀。
He wanted to this world to pass by quickly.
可是对他来说呢，这个事件还没有过去呀。
But for him, the world is still there.
好像对我们来说啊，这个不愉快的事情啊，还没过去呀。
This unhappiness is still there. It's not passed by yet.
还是我们所不喜欢的环境还在那里呀、
啊、？The situation that we don't like, we are still in there.
有时候我们看到这个同事呢，有时候同事这个很难理喻呢、啊。这个不好的同事，我们都希望那个同事怎么不赶快调走了
？And sometimes we don't like our colleague, and we want him to transfer to somewhere else, but he's still there.
哎，可是那个同事偏偏还在那里呀、
啊、？But the colleague is still there. It's not.
所以就好像大卫啊，他一直在等啊，这个他的敌人放手了，不要再追杀他。
So he wanted the enemy to stop chasing him.
可是还在追杀。
But the enemy is still.
所以他说等候神。
But it's saying here, wait on the Lord.
也要壮胆哦。
And be of good courage.
啊，他说还在等候神呢。
And still waiting.
啊，所以他说两次要等候神。
He said it twice, wait on the Lord.
那神是好的神啊 ，God is good 啊，神是很好的了。
We know that God is good.
啊，神是很慈悲的神。
God is merciful.
那神为什么要让人等
？God, how come God wants man to wait?
我们先探讨这个问题啊，神为什么要让我们等啊
？So let's look at this issue. Why God wants us to wait?
因为神是无所不能的神啊。
God is Almighty.
我们看看这个神啊，他能够创造世界这个宇宙。
And God can create the heavens and the earth.
那我们的事情啊，对神来说、啊、是一点点的芝麻小事而已。
And our problems are only very small, very minor in the eyes of God.
啊，神有能力啊，现在就帮助我们解决困难。
And God has the ability to solve all our problems right away.
那、啊、为什么神好像要隐藏起来，他不理我们呢
？And how come God does not care for us?
所以有时候、啊、大家会问说，神啊，您在哪里呀、啊、
？Sometimes we ask God, where are you?
好像有时候我们忽然之间、啊、找不到我们的父母亲，就说：“爸爸妈妈，你在哪里呀、啊、
？”Sometimes it's like we cannot find our parents. We ask, "Mom and Dad, where are you?"
我需要你的时候，你跑去哪里
？We need you. How come? Where are you running away?
有时候我们对神的是一样的说：“神啊，你在哪里呀、啊、
？”Sometimes it's the same for us that we asking, "Where are you, God?"
怎么不赶快来帮助我，让我这个难关呢、啊、赶快过去呀、啊、
？How come you're not coming straight away to solve my problems?
所以我们看看神为什么要让我们等候。
So let's look into why God wants us to wait.
神要我们预备好啊。
And God wants to prepare.
神要帮助我们，但是我们也要预备啊。
God wants to help us, but we need to prepare.
俗语说啊，这个天助自助，说天啊要帮助那自己帮助自己的人。
And the heaven will help those who help themselves.
所以第一个我们要先帮助自己啊。
And the first thing is we have to help ourselves.
我们要尽力。
We have to do our best.
所以我们尽力啊，就是我们的预备。
We have to do our best. That means we need to prepare ourselves.
当学生啊，要认真读书，就是他的预备啊。
And just like the students, they have to they when they study, that's their preparation.
那我们上班的人就是要认真上班呐。
And those who work, we have to work diligently.
这是我们预备。
And this is our preparation.
所以平常要储备我们的能力。
And in the normal day, we have to prepare our
ability.
我们要储备我们的经验。We have to accumulate our experience.
我们要储备我们的知识。
We have to accumulate our knowledge.
那到时候神要祝福我们的时候，我们才能够被用得上啊。
And when God is coming to help us, then we can be helped.
不然的话，神要帮助我们，我们也无能为力啊！你自己都没有那种经验，自己也没有那种学识，我们怎么能够被神的帮助？怎么能神要提拔我们的话，我们怎么能够胜任那个工作啊
？So when God is coming to help us, then we don't have this experience. How can we take up this help?
神啊，都希望大家能够过一个很好的生活。
And God wants us to live a good life.
神也希望大家都每天都步步高升。
And God wants us to prosper.
神也希望大家能够和平相处。
And God wants us to live peacefully.
可是这些都是要先决条件的。
But all everything in here we talked about, we need something, we need to prepare.
先决条件就是要塑造一个很好的品格。
And that means we need to have good characters.
好像大卫王啊，我们叫大卫王啊，他们十几岁的时候就要被高立为王。
And in the Bible, King David, he was anointed as king when he was a teenager.
那当然以前呢、啊，跟现在不，现在是要好像35岁才能够被选举为总统啊。
And in the past.
现在要、现在要被选举为总统的话，要好像35岁嘛。
In the current day, if you want to be a president, you need to be at least 35 years old.
那以前呢不一样啊，以前十几岁哈、啊、就可以当王啊。
And in the past, it's not like that. In the past, you can be a king like when you're a teenager.
好像现在英国的女王啊，她也是一样，她十几岁的时候，忽然之间呢、啊，她去好像哪个国家访问当中啊，她听到消息说她爸爸过世了，她要赶快赶回来啊，来继承她爸爸的王位。
And it's like the queen in the UK, and she became a queen when she was a teenager, and then she was notified that her father passed away, and then she became a queen.
那个时候他才十几岁啊。
And at that time she was only he was a teenager.
所以这个王的制度啊，就等于十几岁啊，有人高立你的话，也可以当王啊。
So when somebody anoint you to be a to be a king, then you can be a king.
那这个大卫啊，大卫他不是本来就是生长在王室的家庭，也不是的。
And but David wasn't in the palace before.
所以他必须要经过一个熬炼呢。
So he has to learn something.
这个英国女王啊是生在这个王室里啊，所以她本来她就知道怎么当王。
The queen used to live in the palace, so she knows how to be a queen.
啊，大卫是来自一个普通的百姓。
But David was an ordinary people.
啊，有一天他十几岁的时候就被高立为王。
And just suddenly, he was anointed as a king.
所以神要用他。
And God wants to use him.
但神要用他，他要忍耐等候啊。
But he has to wait.
他并没有马上。被高立的时候没有马上当王。
When he was anointed, he was not a king right away.
啊，他等了十几年。
He has to wait for ten something years.
这十几年当中，神在考验他，神在磨练他，在塑造他有一个良好这个领袖的品格。
And God trained him for more than 10 years to have a good to have good characters.
因为要当领袖也是要基本的条件要有品格的。
So to be a leader has to have certain characters.
所以神为什么要让我们等候呢
？So why did God want us to wait？
要让我们有时间啊，去预备自己。
And that we have time to prepare ourselves。
所以我们说不能够浪费时间。
So therefore we cannot waste our time。
我们的时间都是神给我们的。
Time is given by God。
啊，每一天呢，我们都要好好的利用它。
So we have to make use of every day。
我们要去预备啊自己。
We have to prepare ourselves every day.
所以有一天呢, 神要用我们的时候, 神要祝福我们的时候, 我们才不会浪费神给我们的资源, 浪费神给我们的祝福, 恩赐。
So if one day God wants to help us, wants to use us, then we will not waste our resources given by God.
那, 现在有钱的人也是很多了。
Nowadays there are many rich people.
可这个有钱的人啊, 当然大家都希望把他们的财产啊, 就, 啊, 给他们的子女。
And some people they like to give their wealth to their children.
虽然有的人呢是把他们的钱财啊捐一部分给慈善机关。
And there are some people they donate part of their wealth to charity.
但是毕竟啊还是留很多的产业给他们的子女。
But they still have a lot of wealth for their children.
那他们的子女啊，只要是接到这笔钱。
So when the children receive this money,
啊，那是个很大的数目啊。
This is a great amount of money.
有的是几百万，有的几千万，有的甚至于这个财产从父母亲得到那边的遗产是上亿的。
And sometimes it's many millions and billions of dollars.
啊，那我们也看到有些人得到这个财产以后啊，没有过几年，哎，一样啊，就变成穷光蛋了。
And sometimes the children may waste the money in just a few years.
啊，可是有的人呢，能够保持着好几代啊。
But there are some people they can keep their wealth for many more generations to come.
我们看那个杜邦哈，杜邦公司啊，已经经过好几代呀。
And it's like the company
DuPont, yeah.
The company DuPont, this has been for few generations.
啊，因为我女儿在杜邦医院上班。
And my daughter went to the works in the
DuPont Hospital, yeah.
DuPont Hospital.
啊，所以我看这个，我说，哎啊，这个杜邦已经经过那么多代，怎么还那么兴盛哈？
So I'm looking at this DuPont. This present DuPont is already few generation, but they're still very prosperous.
所以他们的下一代都要预备啊，要预备来继承这一笔产业。
So the future generation they are preparing to receive this wealth.
那怎么去预备呢？
How do they prepare?
那他们一定要去工厂上班啊，去那些他们的试验啊，实习呀，啊。 才能够管理他们祖先所遗留下来的产业。
So they have to work, they have to be trained, so and then they understand how this wealth came into their hands.
比如说他们有石油公司。
For example, they have oil companies.
啊，他们有化学公司，化工厂。
And they have a chemical plants.
那么他们子孙呢，就要去学这个领域呀。
And
怎么去经营。
And the children learn how to run the business.
这要预备啊。
And this is preparation.
那时间还没到，不能够交给他们呐。
And this is not the right time for them to run the business.
以前中国人一个很有名的电脑公司叫做王安公司。
And in China there was a
不是在美国啊，王安，你知道吗？王安旺。
In America there is a famous company called Wang.
Wang Computer.
Wang Computer.
你还记得哈？你不记得？ 太年轻啊，你们太年轻都不知道这个故事啊。王安哈，王安，你们有没有听过王安电脑？知道哈，王安嘛哈。王安。我们老辈比较，他这个还年轻哎。这个王安公司啊，王安是很有名，以前是电脑公司很出名啊。
In the past, this Wang Computer is very famous.
他可以跟 IBM 来比呀，来竞争。And
this company was competing with IBM.
啊，可是后来现在有没有听到王安呢？现在没有了。
But nowadays you don't hear this company anymore.
那王安他退休以后，他就把这个经营权啊交给他的儿子。
And this Mr. Wang, when after he retired, he passed all the wealth to his children.
可是他和儿子还没有预备好啊。
But his children was not ready.
所以这个生意就失败了。And
the business was
失败了。Failed. 他就不能够跟其他人竞争了。
So he cannot compete with other companies.
就被淘汰了。
And he was rejected.
说真的，我们只要是要领受神那边的祝福的话
，So when we want to receive blessings from God,
我们真的要预备啊
，We need to prepare.
不然神把那个产业交给我们，我们会把它浪费掉的。
So otherwise when God gave us the wealth, then we will be wasted.
因为我们不懂得去经营啊
，Because we do not how to run how to use it.
那等就是等什么？就是要。 要这个要成熟了，成熟度。
To be able to wait, we need to be mature.
Yeah. 不成熟的话，也会浪费资产。
If we are not mature, we will waste the wealth.
以前有一个人叫做摩西。
And in the past there was a person called Moses.
那摩西啊，他在四十岁的时候，因为摩西从小的时候是生长在这个埃及王宫里。
And Moses lived in the palace before when he was young.
那埃及就是很著名这个木乃伊啊，很出名的。
And he was he lived in Egypt.
啊，就是人死了以后啊，就把他啊用这个香料啊，把他熏一熏啊，把他。怎么样把它保存起来？所以有的埃及现在木乃伊啊，以前的死人到现在还有啊。
So they are very in Egypt. They are very famous in mummies preserving the body.
啊，摩西那个时代就是很流行这个木乃伊啊，就死的人啊就是这样子处理。
In the time of Moses, the people are very good at making mummies.
啊，那个王室里面的人哈、啊，大部分都要保存下来呀、
啊。And most of the people in the past, they were preserved.
啊，摩西啊，就生长那种。王室里，王宫里。
And Moses lived in the palace in Egypt.
啊，从小就一直长大，一直啊被领养的，一长大。
He was growing up in the palace.
然后到了四十岁的时候
，When he was 40 years old，
他自己心里面想啊
，And he was thinking to himself，
因为他本来是以色列人。
And he originally was an Israelite.
那以色列人啊，那个时候是在埃及地啊当奴隶。
And Israelites at that time they were slaves.
我们现在没有奴隶制度啊。
In today's society, there is no.
但是我们现在还可以看到以前的历史哈，以前的历史啊，美国的历史，这个奴隶的历史。
But we can still see the history of slaves in the United States.
那是到大概两个世纪以前啊，就是一个多世纪以前，这个奴隶制度才被废止的。
And it's only up to like 100 years before that the system of slave was ended.
那我去非洲的时候啊。
When I went to Africa last night,
看到一个很漂亮的碉堡，海边呐、啊，就海岸的碉堡。
I went to a seashore.
啊，看到一个碉堡 castle.
I saw a castle.
那个碉堡很大啊。
And this was a big castle.
啊，我问说这个碉堡那么漂亮是做什么的
？And I look at it and say, what is this for?
啊，那个传道告诉我说，这个就是以前啊，在贩卖黑奴啊，就从这个地方啊，然后再运黑奴到美国啦，到英国啦，到其他国家。黑奴，这奴工的，奴隶啊，对，走私的运。
Oh, that time
transport 啊 ，transport 啊
，it's a place to transport the slaves to other countries.
嗯，那个，所以以前啊，真的是有这个奴隶的存在的。
And really, the slaves is happened in the past.
啊，所以那个时候以色列人在埃及啊，因为埃及很强啊。
And the Israelites were in Egypt, because Egypt was a very powerful country at that time.
啊，所以这些寄居的人哈、啊，就变成他们这个强盛国家的奴隶。
And they became the slaves in this powerful country.
啊，摩西啊，就是这个以色列人是他的百姓啊，他的同胞啊，就是当奴隶的。
And Moses, his countrymen were slaves in Egypt.
啊，只是他自己一个人呢、啊，在王宫里。
But he himself lived in the palace.
所以他有这种民族的正义感呢、啊。
So he is very patriotic.
所以他就想要解救他自己的同胞。
And he want to save his countrymen.
啊，四十岁啊，他想说我的影响就够大了，因为我在王宫里面长大、啊。
So he maybe thinking to himself that I'm ready to save my people.
啊，我也会讲埃及话。
I can speak Egyptian.
好像这个在这个美国本地长大这些年轻人呢、啊，说我在美国受教育呀、啊，我从小在美国长大，所以我的英文很好。
So it's just like the younger generation here, they think that they are very good because they grew up in America.
啊，所以我可以去帮助我的同胞啊。
So we can help our friends.
啊，很多中国人这个英文不好。英文不好，中国人他们英文不好。
Some of the Chinese they don't speak very good English.
我会讲英文，还会讲中文。
I can speak English and Chinese.
啊，我也在这边受过教育。
And I was educated in the United States.
所以我怎么知道？我知道怎么样在美国生存。
And I know how to live in America.
啊，所以我要帮助这些中国人。
So I can help the Chinese people.
啊，但是摩西也是这样子的。
It's just like Moses.
所以他出去看一看啊，让这个去这个社团啊，他们的社团走一圈。
Moses went to see here.To see his countrymen.
好，那天呢，刚刚看到啊，一个埃及人呢、啊，跟一个以色列人在打架。
And that time he saw a Egyptian fighting with an Israelite.
啊，好像这个美国人跟那个中国人两个人在打架。
And just like American fighting with a Chinese.
啊，那摩西啊，当然是 照顾他自己的同胞。
And Moses wanted to save his countrymen.
就把那个埃及人打死了。
And therefore he killed the Egyptian.
哇，糟糕啊，这下被知道了。
And then later on he was known.
他就赶快逃啊。
And then he has to run away.
一逃就逃了40年呢。
And when he ran for 40 years.
只等到那个要追他要判把他判刑的那个国王死了，他才回来。
And until the pharaoh in Egypt died, then he can come back.
所以这四十年他在做什么
？So what did he do in these 40 years?
他本来是有这个民族的情操，要解救他的同胞。
And before he was very patriotic, trying to save his people.
可是时间还没到啊。
But the time was not yet.
因为他是血气方刚啊。
But because he was
他很喜欢打架。
He likes to fight.
那喜欢打架不能够做领袖啊。
When you like to fight, you cannot be a leader.
以前要做领袖要很有修养的，不像今天政治人物动不动就打架。
So in the past, if you want to be a leader, you need to have good character. It's not like today.
今天以前那个很有修养的。
And in the past, people have to have good characters.
所以要当领袖的话，一定要经过熬练。
So to be a good leader, we need to be trained up.
所以他四十年要接受神的磨练。
So in these 40 years, he was trained by God.
他在那边很磨练哦，磨得很哦，在旷野。
So he was in the wilderness.
他牧羊。
He was in the wilderness looking after the sheep.
他本来是很有学识的人呢，很有学问的人呢。
Originally, he was a very educated man.
他很会说话。
He knows how to speak.
他也很有影响力呀。
He was very influential.
现在到了旷野地方。
Now he is in the wilderness.
他帮人家牧羊。
And he was looking after the sheep of other people.
在旷野地有什么？有什么东西啊
？In the wilderness, there was nothing.
旷野地没有什么人啊。
There's not many people.
没有超级市场啊。超级市场。
There's no supermarket.
没有邻居啊。
There are no neighbors.
没有高速公路。
No highways.
什么都没有
，There was nothing，
只有他自己跟羊群
，and only himself and the sheep。
所以他整天只会咩咩咩咩跟那些羊在一起的
，and he can only 咩咩咩咩 when。
所以他在什么话埃及话也快忘记了
，so maybe he already forgotten his Egyptian。
你看我们四十年不说英文了，现在大家英文都很好哦，可是教练让你四十年不说英文，我看英文你会忘记呀。
Right now we can speak good English, but if we don't speak for 40 years, maybe we cannot speak anymore.
所以这个摩西啊，他大概什么埃及话也忘记了
，maybe
四十年没说了。
Maybe Moses already forgotten the Egyptian language for it's already 40 years.
以前那个傲气啊，也被磨光了
，and all his courage already gone.
经过四十年在野地里牧羊，他还有什么自尊呢
？So 40 years shepherding, what he lose all the No more self-esteem.
他以前四十年以前在王宫里，或很多记者都去采访他。
And when he was back in the time when he was in the palace, there's a lot of people coming and look for him.
请问你对这个国家，我们现在对国家有什么改进的啊？你对军队现在要提升战力有什么看法啊
？Maybe somebody come to interview him and see what does he think about the country, how to improve the country.
因为他被接待好像是王子一样啊。
Because he was treated like a prince.
他穿得很好啊。
He was wearing good clothing.
大概经常都有这个很显要的人他跟这个很显要的人在一起。
Maybe he was mingling with good people.
VIP, 可是现在在旷野地牧羊。
But now he is shepherding.
他能不能穿西装在牧羊啊？
He cannot wear good clothing to be a shepherd.
我们有没有看这个穿西装的人？我们叫西部牛仔哈，西部牛仔穿西装接领带，还要骑着马。
We cannot wear a suit to be a shepherd.
我看没有了，因为那个不方便的，你穿西装怎么穿西装在种田呢
？You cannot wear you cannot wear suits to be a farmer.
所以现在嘛，他。那种以前的那种气啊，那种傲气已经被磨光了。
And all his courage is gone.
他就变得很谦卑了。
So he has to be humble.
有时候我们人很有自信呢、啊。
Sometimes we are very confident.
因为在社会上很成功啊。
Because we are very successful in the society.
在公司里面也很成功啊。
And we are very successful in the company.
啊，子女也很成功啊。
And our children are also very successful.
他说有时候讲话就很大声。
Sometimes we speak very loud.
因为很有自信。
We are very confident.
啊，讲话太大声的话叫目中无人。
Sometimes when we are overconfident, we will be very proud.
啊，以自己的经验为经验。
And we use our experience as experience.
以自己的看法为看法。
We speak our opinions.
啊，别人意见都听不进去。
And we cannot accept other people's
opinions. 因为他说我就是因为这样子我才很成功啊，说你们要听我的。
Because this is why I'm successful, so you have to listen to me.
啊，这是因为来自这个自信是来自成功啊。自信就是来自成功。
This confidence comes from our experience.
可是他有自信的话，就变成骄傲了。
But overconfident becomes proud.
啊，这摩西当时就是这样子啊。
And that's what happened to Moses before.
啊，现在被磨得啊，他就没有什么那个原因呐、啊，让他骄傲。
And in the wilderness, he no longer have any experience to and no longer be able to be proud.
所以他要谦卑的。
So he has to be humble.
他谦卑以后，四十年以后，神再用他。
And after 40 years, God used him.
说神也等他等了四十年。
God is waiting for him for 40 years.
所以我刚刚说啊，有时候我们等人啊，有时候等别人等我们呢、啊。
Just now we mentioned that sometimes we wait for people, sometimes people waiting for us.
有时候我们在等神啊，神也在等我们呢、啊。
Sometimes we waiting on God, but sometimes God also waiting on us.
啊，神在等我们更成熟啊。
God is waiting for us to be mature.
把那个属灵的气质啊，加灌在我们心里。
And
属灵的气质，属灵的品格。
And we need to build up our spiritual characters.
啊，人那个那个领袖的气质啊。
And to have the characters to be a leader.
这摩西也是一样。
And the same as Moses.
啊，四十年。
40 years.
等了四十年。
Waiting for 40.
说这四十年就是要让他更成熟。
And these 40 years make him to be more mature.
说神有时候没有马上答应我们。
Sometimes God did not answer us straight away.
也是一样，就是让我们能够更成熟。
Because that will make us more mature.
啊，有时候还是要增加我们的信心呢。
Sometimes it's increase our faith.
啊，信心啊，不是一两天就可以有的。
Faith cannot be increased in one or two days.
啊，也不是说啊，我要信心就有信心呢。
It's not like we want faith and then we have faith right away.
好像有位我们呢、啊刚刚认识一位新的朋友。
It's just like we met a new friend.
那也不敢啊，太深交，因为不知道他是谁啊。
And we don't want to have very good relationship with them because we don't really know them.
因为有时候碰到好的朋友是好啊。
And sometimes we meet our good friends.
啊，对我们来讲是一种助力，这个帮助。
And they become our helpers.
但是碰到不好的朋友呢，可能会毁了我们一生啊。
But if we met some bad friends, they will affect our life.
但是、啊、你经过你还没深交以前，不知道他是谁啊。
Before we make a deeper relationship with them,
只是见过几次面。
We don't want to make deeper relationship because we only meet them a few times.
所以这种建立一个很好的关系，建立互相信任，这是需要时间啊去考验的。
So to have a good relationship with people, we need to have time.
有的朋友啊，只是见面的朋友。
And some of our friends, we only meet them just normal friends.
有的朋友啊，在成功的时候是好朋友，在失败的时候。朋友都离开了。
Some of our friends, they are good to us when we're successful, but they leave us when we fail.
啊，这个就不是好真正好朋友啊。
So they are not true friends.
但是没有经过一个时间的考验，我们怎么知道这个朋友信靠得住还是信不住呢
？So how do we know this friend good is good or bad?
所以必须要时间的考验。
It has to take time.
那神对我们也是一样啊。
It's the same how God treats us.
神要把他的福气交给我们。
And God wants us. God wants to give us blessings.
神要把他的责任托付给我们。
God gave us the God is wants to give us the responsibility.
那我们也是要经过考验呢、啊。
And we need to undergo trials.
啊，是不是能够值得信任
Do we trustworthy or not?
啊，这个必须要时间的考验。
And this has to take time.
所以有时候。神并没有马上答应，就是要让我们呢、啊，要考验我们的信心。
And sometimes God does not answer straight away because it will take time for us to to be better.
也是要考验我们对他的信任感、信任的程度到底是怎么样。
And God want to know how much we trust Him.
啊，有时候也是要让我们学习忍耐。
And we need to learn how to be patient.
啊，因为现在这个时代是一个很快速的时代啊。
Because this society right now
脚步很快
is very fast.
我们看有很多快餐店。
And we know that we have a lot of fast food shops.
为什么会发展这个快餐店？
And how come this that we have fast food shop?
因为人们很忙啊，没有时间去等啊。
Because people are too busy to wait.
啊，这个除了快餐店以外呢，还在发明说啊，你这个开车哈，你不用下车，你连下车都不需要，你这开车进去呢，难道就可以买东西？买好了以后，你开车就开走了。
And that's why we also have a drive-in restaurant, so you don't need to even get off the car and just order the food when you're driving.
啊，连进去买东西时间都没有。
And we don't even have time to go inside the restaurant to buy food.
啊，就是大家的步调都很快呀。啊，这个 pace
啊 ，we are the our pace is so fast.
连大家都非常忙碌。
And we are so busy.
啊，忙到有时候有的人啊，连早上起来刷牙都没时间，要边开车边刷牙。
And sometimes people don't even have time to brush their teeth in the morning. They have to brush their teeth when they're driving.
所以这个跟步调都很快呀。
Because it's a fast-paced society.
所以要等的话，没有耐心等啊。
So, we don't have the patience to wait.
啊，有时候在开车的时候就可以看得出来，有的人在开车这个车子堵车哈，有的人就失去耐心呢，一直按喇叭。
And it's like when we're stuck in a traffic jam, some people just like to put the horn.
所以神要我们学习忍耐。
So God wants us to be patient.
啊，这个忍耐是要经过学习的功夫啊。
And patience needs to be learned.
你看高速公路塞车的时候，你说按喇叭也没用啊，前面都一直堵车啊。
When you're stuck in a traffic jam, is even if you put on the horn, it's still traffic jam.
所以我们有时候在这个不如意的环境之下，是必须要忍耐啊。
And sometimes we are stuck in a very difficult situation. We just have to be patient.
因为急也急不来啊。
Because there's no reason for you to not to be patient.
好，那我们怎么来等
？So how do we wait?
哦，我们既然神要我们等的话，那我们要怎么来等呢
？So God wants us to wait. So how do we wait?
我们要信任神。
So we need to trust God.
我们相信神的安排都是最好的。
We need to trust that His plan is the best for us.
好像我们在医院里面等医生一样，我们相信医生啊，他能够帮助我们解决我们身体上的疾病。
Just like when we go to the hospital, we trust the doctor. We will be able to help us.
啊，有一次我要做这个肠胃镜的检查。
One time I have have examination on my stomach.
这个 endoscopy， endoscopy 就是那个啊肠，胃镜检查啊，不肠镜啊，肠镜检查。那肠镜检查啊，我现在必须要在这个那边啊等，在这个病床上等等医生啊。
So because of this examination, I have to wait for the doctor.
那等了大概等了一个小时。
I was waiting for 1 hour.
那还没把我推进去这个手术这个要检查的地方。
So there was still no one come to take me to the room.
哎，我在等。
So I was waiting.
那待会儿这个护士啊，就来说啊，对不起啊，你还要再等一会儿。
And then the nurse came and told me that I still have to wait.
啊，有时候真的会等得很不耐烦了。
And sometimes it's just so difficult to wait.
但你想想，也没办法，因为人已经躺在这里了。
But there's nothing else I can do.
这个点滴也已经打了呢。
The IV is already on my hand.
连不能够自己把它拔掉就走了。
I cannot just take it out and
所以还是要等啊。
So I have to wait.
啊，等的时候你就是相信医生啊，会来帮你处理啊。
Because you have to wait because you trust the doctor will help you.
啊，相信医生啊，能够处理，有这个能力来处理啊。
And you trust that the doctor has the ability to treat you.
那我们对神在等的是一样，等候神也是一样。
And when we're waiting for God, we have the same.
我们相信神的安排是最好的。
We trust that God we will prepare the best for us.
那在等的时候，我们也要读神的话。
So when we're waiting, we also need to read the word of God.
因为神的话对我们来说就是好像一个定心丸。
Because the word of God is
好像这个锚，好像 anchor， 好像锚一样。
It's like it's anchor of a ship.
那锚一放的话，这个船就不会随便乱动。
So when we lay down the anchor, the ship will not move.
那就很安稳。
And this is very, very, we become very stable.
所以怎么等呢？我们要信任神呢，要读神的话。
So we need to trust God and also to read the Word of God.
那等的障碍是什么？我们为什么不能够等呢？
And what are the obstacles? Why are we not able to wait?
我们刚刚讲过哈，现在是个很忙碌的时代呀。
We mentioned it before because today we are all very busy.
我们经常都是说要现在马上看到成果。
We often focus on seeing results right away.
神啊，你现在就要帮助我解决。
And God, you help me right now.
今天晚上就要解决的。
And today, tonight, you have to help me.
所以我们没有这个耐心的等呢。
So we have no patience to wait.
因为我们现在是这个，就是现在哈，我们现在人的这个态度啊，都现在马上你要给我解决。
Because nowadays people in the mind of people, we often like to solve the problem right away.
有时候我们有困难的时候会去问别人。
Sometimes we have a question, we go and ask other people.
我们没有问神啊。
We did not ask God.
我们直接问别人说这个事情要怎么解决。
We ask people how to solve this problem.
因为我们已经没有办法去等。
Because we cannot wait on God.
现在的资讯都很方便。
Because the technology is so convenient today.
医生很方便呐。
And very easy to find a doctor.
现在网络的资讯也很方便。
And in the internet, that's also very convenient.
所以这些因素呢，就促使我们呢，对神跟他求问这个机会就减少。
So because of all these things, you make us less likely to ask God.
那再一个呢，就是存了疑心呢，不相信怀疑。
The other thing is that we have doubt.
就神真的会帮助我吗？
Could God really help me?
我们心里面就存着疑心。
So we have this doubtful thought.
圣经说疑心的话，我们就不能够有所得啊。
And the Bible tells us that if we have doubt, we cannot receive anything.
疑心的人自然他就等不下去。
If we have doubt, we cannot wait.
从这个达拉斯到休斯顿开车大概五个小时。从达拉斯到休斯顿开车要五个小时。
From Dallas to Houston, you take 5 hours driving.
那有一次我看我要来的时候这个路况这个车子就堵车塞车。
And one time I was driving and I saw there was a traffic jam.
那当然不知道前面是什么状况。
I don't know what's happening in front of me.
因为堵车堵得太长了。
Because the line is very long.
这个时候有人说等不及啊。
Some people cannot wait.
就从旁边小道了，就从那个分割岛他就穿过去，走旁边的小道。
And some people cannot wait, so they got off the freeway and use the
没有等到出口，他就一分就是上坡，那个路肩有上坡，他车子也是开上坡，然后开到其他的公路。
And somebody even drove so off the road and try to find another way.
有时候在医生的那个 waiting room 等候的时候，有的人也是等不及的。
And sometimes when you're in the waiting room in the hospital, some people cannot wait.
就是没有那个信任。
Because they don't have the trust.
所以就不能等了。
They cannot
wait. 等到一半他就跑了。
After they just cannot finish waiting and they have to go.
那跑的话就不在这个卫生历史里面了，你这个名单就没有了。
And if you run away, your name is no longer on the waiting list.
神的福气就不能够临到我们身上。
So God's blessing will not come to us.
因为我们已经跑了海了。
Because we already run away.
所以我们要等候耐心等候。
So therefore we need to wait patiently.
因为神要我们预备能够更成熟。
Because God is preparing us to be more mature.
来管理他所赏赐给我们产业。
To manage all the blessings that he's going to give us.
来享受他给我们的祝福。
And to enjoy all his blessings.
虽然我们还在困难当中。
Although we are still in a difficult situation.
大家都不喜欢在这种环境之下。
Nobody wants to be in this situation.
希望能够赶快过去。
Everybody wants this situation to pass away.
但是我们相信神所安排给我们的是最好的。
But we believe that God,whatever God is doing to us is the best for us.
在适当的时间
it's the right time.
让我们在适当地点能够碰到适当的人。
And at the right time, the right place, we meet the right people.
啊，来帮助我们。
And these people can help us.
因为我们生活在这个时空之下。
Because we live under time and space.
啊，神往往是借着人来帮助我们呢。
And God will arrange people to help us.
有时候我们想想，我怎么那么偏偏在正在需要的时候，在这个地方来碰到一个人呢？
Sometimes we think to ourselves, how come I meet this person at this time?
那大概在五年以前啊，五六年以前。
About 5 or 6 years ago.
那纽约那边有一位弟兄啊，他生病。
And there was a brother in New York. He was sick.
啊，那时候他被紧急送到这个急诊室里，用救护车送到急诊室。
And he was sent by the ambulance into an emergency room.
Emergency room 呢？这个救护车啊，他说要说啊，他不说不说现金啊，他一定要说支票。
And the ambulance said they will only take check but not cash.
这个弟兄那个时候他刚好没有支票，身边没有带支票。
And this brother did not have any check with him at that time.
因为他刚从台湾来啊。
He just came from Taiwan.
啊，所以他也没有什么支票。
So he has no checks.
啊，他也没有这个信用卡。
And he has no credit card.
啊，他只有现金。
He only have cash.
啊，但是这个救护车他不收现金。
But the ambulance they will not take cash.
好，那怎么办呢
？So what did he do?
啊，他就祷告啊。
So he prayed.
那祷告就是刚刚碰到一个人。
He prayed and met a person.
啊，这个人呢，他说，那天他觉得很奇怪，他本来是不应该带支票簿，他怎么这一天刚刚带一本支票簿出门
？And the person said that normally he doesn't carry checks around, but it just happened that he did.
哎，所以他就借给他支票啊。
So he lent the check to him.
那他现金给那一个人呢
？And he passed the cash to that person.
所以真的说，神会安排某些特定的人在适当时间在很适当的这个地点来帮助我们。
And God really arranged the right person at the right time to help us.
因为神所安排是最好的。
So God's arrangement is the best.
我们虽然是苦一点。
Sometimes although we are in a difficult
situation. 但是值得再等下去。
But it's worth waiting.
因为他一定会帮助我们解决困难。
Because God will surely help us.
再唱诗。
Let's sing him.
263